A half-brother of Saddam Hussein has been captured by Syrian Kurds and turned over to Iraqi security forces. Sabawi Ibrahim al-Hassan al-Tikriti was said to have helped direct the Iraqi insurgency from Syria. He's a former Iraqi spy chief and advisor to Saddam Hussein, and it's no accident that his capture comes as Syria is under strong U.S. pressure. Michael Duran is professor of Near Eastern Studies at Princeton University. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And the reports are that Mr. al-Hassan al-Tikriti was captured in northeast Syria, seized by Syrian Kurds, handed over to Iraqi Kurds. Is the presumption that that could never have happened without the approval of the Syrian government?
I would assume. It's hard for me to believe that they didn't know, but you can never be 100% sure.
And if that's the case, what would be the motivation behind the Syrian government's decision to allow this man to be captured and turned over?
Well, they're fighting for their survival, their survival in Lebanon and their survival at home. And they're fighting to keep the Americans and the French from aligning themselves too closely with the anti-Syrian opposition in Lebanon. So they want to throw a bone to the Americans.
It sure seems like it would take more than this to mollify U.S. concerns. The U.S. has been quite forceful in saying that Syria is a backer of terrorism and is aiding the Iraqi insurgency.
On the one hand, yes. I mean, it would take much more than this to mollify American concerns. But the Syrians have been on the wrong side of the Americans for a long time. And their calculation isn't so much what the Americans feel about us, but what can the Americans do? And so for the first time, they feel like the Americans really have a lever that they can use against them. And they're doing their best to counter that.
What would that lever be that you're talking about?
It's Lebanon now. That's the lever that we have that we haven't had in the past. The Lebanese, across all of the sectarian divides, responded to the Hariri assassination with an immediate condemnation of Syria. I mean, there were a few groups that tried to say that this was an Israeli operation, and the shout from the streets was no, this was Syria. And you see a kind of unity among the Lebanese on this issue that you've never, ever seen before.
You're talking about the assassination a couple of weeks ago of the former prime minister, Rafik Hariri. Syria is believed to have been behind that bombing, but in many quarters.
Yes, I think the vast majority of Lebanese believe that the Syrians were behind it. And I think most independent experts also believe that the Syrians were behind it. But in a sense, it doesn't matter. I mean, even if we were to find out tomorrow that the Syrians had nothing to do with it, the Lebanese, A, believe that they did, and B, are for the first time willing to stand up publicly and condemn the Syrians. Some of the fear that the Syrians had been capable of instilling into the Lebanese has dissipated. And that's a very big turning point.
We need to add to this mix the resignation today of the cabinet in Lebanon, the Syrian-backed government stepping down in response to opposition in Lebanon saying Syria out.
Yeah, this is just incredible. This is a sign that we're dealing with a whole new Middle East. This kind of step on the part of the Lebanese was unthinkable just a year ago. The big change here is that the Lebanese can sense the weakness of the Syrians. They can sense that the Syrians are going to have to withdraw, and that the days of the Assad regime are in Lebanon for sure are numbered. In Syria, may be numbered as well.
There are a number of concerns that are coinciding here. We've mentioned a couple of them. Syria's support for the Iraqi insurgency, the suspected involvement of Syria in the assassination of Rafik Hariri in Beirut. There's also this, the suicide bombing in Israel, and it was Islamic Jihad in Syria that's believed to be responsible.
Exactly, and that's another issue that the Americans have repeatedly raised with the Syrians. And the Syrians have been unwilling to completely close down the Islamic Jihad and the Hamas offices in Damascus.
There was this statement from President Bashar al-Assad today. He said that he thought the U.S. might attack Syria. He said, "I've seen it coming since the end of the war in Iraq." Now, do you figure that that's heated rhetoric to make a point, or is there something real behind that fear, do you think?
I doubt that he has any information about an impending American attack. And frankly, I doubt that we're on the verge of doing that at this point. I think he's saying it for several reasons. One, he's tightening down, he's clamping down on opposition at home in Syria. The willingness of the Lebanese to go out and protest against the Syrians coincides with a new openness in Syrian society, a willingness on the part of many Syrians to express their distaste with the Assad regime. And in addition, the government has, in the aftermath of September 11th, it has allowed allowed a wider range of public expression in the newspapers and so forth. And in the last few days, they've been clamping down, trying to impose new rules. It's easier to set new rules like this when you say that there's a foreign threat. So it's a signal both to the United States, but also to domestic opposition in Syria, that they're going to take any kind of criticism very seriously.
Michael Duran is professor of Near Eastern Studies at Princeton University. Professor Duran, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.